Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Pharmacies across South Dakota have been feeling the effects of the coronavirus. The efforts to fill prescriptions in a timely manner have been tested, and several facets of the pharmacy departments across the state have been challenged. Jessica Strobel is Director of Pharmacy Services at Lewis Drug. She joins us today to discuss how COVID-19 has affected what she and her staff do. Jessica Strobel, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. This has changed how everybody does business and tries to do business in a way that keeps their employees safe and on the job. So let's start there and tell me about some of the adaptations and efforts that have been made to keep operations going.
Yeah, that's a great place to start because, as you mentioned, all businesses are having to mitigate the risk and change the way they're doing things to keep their employees safe and healthy, and also their customers safe and healthy. And so at Lewis Drug and with community pharmacies throughout the nation, we're all working together to determine what are the best ways to accomplish those things. And obviously, we've talked numerous times about, you know, how fluid of a situation this is, how things can change quickly. But in the meantime, the most important thing that community pharmacies are trying to do is join in with the nation on encouraging sick people to stay home. We're really pushing our drive-through services when patients need to get their medications refilled. We're trying to ramp up our drive-through services to allow patients to get things that we normally wouldn't pass through that drive-through window to get out there as well, to help patients get products that, you know, that we normally wouldn't send through the drive-through, but just to help them keep stocked at home on over-the-counter medications, personal care items. We're doing our very best to help patients achieve the shopping that they need with less time in the store. Lewis Drug and many community pharmacies throughout the nation are also kind of showing how important they are by delivering and mailing medications. Sometimes it's not something that community pharmacies are known for. When people think of mailing prescriptions, they think of mail order pharmacies, but your local community pharmacies can also get the medications to your home by delivery or mail. And if you have a question, if your pharmacy is able to provide those services, just go ahead and give them a call. Ask if they would be willing to. A lot of those services end up being free. Lewis Drug has implemented the ability to sometimes deliver or mail things we normally wouldn't have before this crisis started. And I think a lot of community pharmacies throughout the nation are doing the same. Another thing that community pharmacy is doing is trying to keep people separated within their locations, just like many retailers are throughout the nation, trying to help people remember to physically distance themselves, you know, by 6 feet is the current recommendation. So we're marking our waiting areas. We're trying to move chairs apart. We're really trying to just help people stay in the store as short a time as possible. So in order to do that, like you mentioned, you know, filling prescriptions in a timely fashion has changed significantly throughout this. One thing we're really encouraging is patients to call in their refills they need, call and ask with questions. We want to be here for you, and we will be here for you throughout this entire crisis. But if we're able to provide services over the phone where we normally would have wanted to see you face to face, that's, you know, a much better idea. So give us a call, ask those questions, tell us what you need. We can even take your payment over the phone so that if you don't want to pass the credit card through the window or read a credit card number off, there's a lot of services that we can do over the phone that, you know, we're really trying to ramp up efforts to decrease any touching, any passing things, passing open prescription bottles or empty prescription bottles. If we can avoid that, you know, we're doing our best to get people in and out as quickly as possible.
Let's talk for a little bit about being prepared for some of those things that might come up. And I asked this question because it personally impacted me early in March. My daughter has asthma and she was in New York City and we had to get some extra, you know, regular asthma medication on board for her. and had no idea the hoops that I was about to have to jump through, because it just certain things had not occurred to me that would be difficult to do or to get medication that one pharmacy didn't have, for example. So what I thought was an easy thing turned out to be complicated. So talk to people a little bit about planning ahead, you know, before, because some of us are used to waiting till our medication is low and then stopping by the pharmacy to pick up a refill. That's changed in a lot of ways. Talk to folks a little bit about planning ahead and trying to work through some of those challenges before they happen.
You bet. Thank you for bringing that up. That's a very good point, because right now in the pharmacy world, we are trying to mitigate, you know, any risk of running low on medications or not having available what patients need. And at this point, we have been able to do that. There have not been, you know, extreme shortages. However, when we have a lot of patients coming in at one time for particular medications, and like you mentioned, the asthma medications are a concern, we may not have, you know, on the shelf what you need that day. So the best way to ensure that is to plan ahead, like you mentioned. Keep an eye on all of your regular medications. It'll be very important for any patient who takes maintenance medication to continue to take that throughout this crisis, whether it be asthma, high blood pressure, cholesterol. We really need people to stay healthy. Diabetes medications, you know, we want them taking their regular medications, even if it's not something you're associating with the virus itself. So plan ahead, make sure you don't run out. Right now, a lot of prescription insurance companies are allowing overrides for patients to get a little more medication in their home than they normally would. So you may have a few weeks left of medicine and you're still able to call the pharmacy, get some extra on hand. There's a very fine line, you know, between the word hoarding, which we're definitely not condoning, and being prepared. So just call your pharmacy, talk through that, talk through your concerns about how much do I need to have on hand to get through this without having so much on hand that it could potentially keep other people who need that medication from getting it. So feel free to call any pharmacy with those questions and they can help you kind of walk through how we can make sure you have what you need available.
Have you seen shortages for medications that people thought, you know, might be a treatment for COVID-19, but there's no evidence that it is a treatment that people have been scrambling to try to get a hold of, which creates a shortage for other patients who really need that medication for another purpose, for the actual purpose that it was designed for? Have you seen some of those challenges?
Yeah, great question again. Right when the news hit with certain medications that were a possible treatment for COVID-19, there was a bit of a rush or a little bit of hysteria associated with that. Luckily, we were able to get on top of that right away. A lot of states have now passed guidelines for pharmacies saying that we aren't going to fill mass prescriptions. We aren't just going to allow, you know, doctors to call in and say, give all of my family members 3 months of this medication or that kind of thing, or anyone who's ever been exposed, give them 3 months. We're not going to allow that, and the states aren't going to allow that. So luckily, we were able to get enough product on hand for our patients who need that medication for other diagnoses, meanwhile having some available if patients test positive. So the state boards of pharmacy have put out guidance in regards to needing to have a positive case or a diagnosis from a doctor to get those medications out now, rather than just having hysterical prescriptions filled, because we do need to make sure we keep medications available for the patients who have been on those long-term for prior health conditions. And we also need to make sure we have them available then if someone tests positive and their doctor wants to try that treatment. So luckily at Lewis, and I'm sure at other community pharmacies throughout the nation, we were able to get on top of that, and the state boards of pharmacy have helped us with that effort so that we can have medications available for patients. So in regards to other shortages, luckily so far everything has been going pretty well in that regard. The manufacturers have plenty on hand. At Lewis Drug, we've been, you know, kind of stocking up in regards to a few of those things. But once again, the fine line of hoarding versus making sure we have products on hand. And so far, but once again, you know, fluid situation, we've been able to stay on top of all of those things. And I think it's a concern throughout the whole nation to make sure that people have access to the medications they need. And luckily, we have a very strong support system with our national organizations, with the CDC and the Departments of Health. And everyone's really been working together to make sure that patients are safe during this time. And we've appreciated that support, and we've appreciated the profession of pharmacy being allowed to be at that table and say, here are our concerns, here's what we need to help our patients during this time.
Are there doctors who are writing prescriptions for things because we're hearing, you know, that there's no treatment for COVID-19 and that most of the care is supportive care? Has anything been approved for prescriptions, or doctors writing prescriptions for medication based on anecdotal evidence? Or how solid is what we know about some of those things that are experimental at this point?
So far, what we've seen in South Dakota is pretty minimal in that regard. The problem with any new approval for a diagnosis for a medication is you definitely run into an ethical debate. Obviously, the studies have not, they haven't been around long enough to know, you know, a risk versus a benefit. And that's the way we think through all medications in our business, is what's the risk versus what's the benefit. And in regards to some of these treatments that are being tested, we don't have enough information to know, is the benefit of taking these medications greater than the risk in regards to either side effects from the medications or not knowing if those medications will help with COVID-19. And so there's definitely an ethical debate involved as well. But because it's all we really have to go on at this point, you know, we have very few studies to look at, and our healthcare workers are working diligently to try to determine, you know, can these medications help people? For the most part, what we have seen is very few outpatient prescriptions for those. There has been some, but it's been relatively minimal, where if a patient is needing that treatment, if they're having severe symptoms, then I think those patients are being hospitalized. So we are seeing fairly minimal amounts of those types of prescriptions come through. Even though we've had, you know, lots of patients saying they've tested positive, for the most part, treatment is stay at home, keep yourself away from others, and, you know, just keep an eye on things, stay hydrated, continue all the hand washing efforts and all of those things.
Yeah. Pharmacists are some of my favorite healthcare providers, and I have had experiences in my past where I've brought a prescription to my local pharmacist who I really rely on for input and insight, and they've said, you know, I don't know about this one. You should probably ask your doctor this, and then gone back to the doctor. And it goes back to what you're saying with the pharmacist is at the table for care. They're part of that healthcare team. They're not just pulling pills off a shelf and handing you a vial. Do you feel as if pharmacists are being heard in this sort of nationwide and local conversation as part of this care team of dealing with people not only with COVID-19 or coronavirus, but the massive other things that might be arising for people, from, you know, anti-anxiety medications to antidepressants, increase in blood pressure that now has to be dealt with. Do you feel like pharmacists are getting that voice and are working with healthcare providers on the right footing?
Yeah, I feel like in these unprecedented and these difficult times, I think pharmacy is getting our chance to really show our worth in the healthcare profession as a whole, partly because of our ability to see patients or be there for patients. You know, unfortunately, right now there's a lot of clinic appointments that are getting rescheduled. You know, they have to do that. The clinics, the hospitals have to mitigate their risk, keep sick people away from their facility. So that gives the pharmacist the chance to enter into that healthcare team to help determine, can this patient, you know, be okay at home, or does this patient need to be seen? So it's really allowing pharmacy to step up, to utilize our training. You know, we're involved in vaccinations, which obviously we do not currently have for this virus, but in the future, if a vaccination is developed, pharmacy will step right up and continue to immunize people. And so, you know, we've been appreciative of the ability this has given us to really step up and show that we're there for patients. We're an essential healthcare provider. And we also look forward to the future of working together on that healthcare team to get through this. And like you said, to also not just for the virus itself, but for mental health, for physical health with other disease states, we really want to step up and do the best we can to prove our worth during this crazy time.
The last question I want to close with before we let you get back to the incredibly busy day that you have before you is this notion of people who are on mental health, you know, who are on an antidepressant or an anti-anxiety medication and who, because they didn't want to go to the pharmacy because they were so busy with the transition into working from home or their kids are at home right now, some of those people let their medications lapse. And then learned very quickly, you know, how much they really needed them. So talk specifically before I let you go, please, about people who are on maintenance, you know, maintenance medication for mental illness you know, mental health medication. How important is that to really be on top of that medication and communicate with your pharmacist and your healthcare provider about dosage and what your needs might be going into this really stressful time?
Absolutely. Yeah, with any mental health disorder, depression, anxiety, sometimes it's easy to forget how important those medications are if they're keeping you healthy, and then you stop taking them and realize, you know, how important they were. And that can be the same for other health states as well. But in the case of mental health and all of the stress and anxiety that's surrounding this virus, we're really just encouraging people to remember to take their maintenance medications. If they've been off of them and they realize now that they would like to get back on, give your pharmacist a call. They can help walk through the way to get back on the medications or refer you to a physician if need be. And, you know, I think the speaker that you had on before me mentioned as well, we keep saying the word social distancing, and we're trying so hard to maybe reword that to physical distancing, because it's going to be more important than ever during these unprecedented times to have people available to talk to. And you can do that while maintaining physical distancing. I've seen a lot of our pharmacy meetings have been going through a Zoom platform or a digital platform. And, you know, you can do that with family and friends as well. And just remember that the pharmacy is certainly there for you with any questions, any concerns. We can help refer you to anyone you may need to talk to. And, you know, I think what's really going to get all of us through this in our nation and in our profession is just being there for each other, working together. You know, you see a lot of advertisements now that say apart we are together, and I think that's going to be just so important for everyone throughout this to just remember to stay kind and help each other out, and, you know, meanwhile keep that physical distance.
Jessica Strobel is Director of Pharmacy Services at Lewis Drug. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me on.